I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Terrorists aren't the only ones threatening Christians in Pakistan. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
Mainstream residents, as well as the police, are taking an attitude against Christians that is full of animosity and hostility.
A 14-year-old Christian boy died last week after he was set on fire by local Muslims. A few days ago, police killed a Christian man for unknown reasons. Nevertheless, indigenous believers want to keep sharing Christ's love with their neighbors. Will you help them? We'll connect you at our website. For years, Christians faced persecution in Sri Lanka, but after the inauguration of a new president, peace is growing, opening doors so Christian workers can spread the gospel. Christian Aid Mission reports less than 1% of villages have a witness for Christ. They want to change that by bringing in 3 more local Christian workers. Now, with your help in supporting them, they could spread the truth to new areas. Find details at our website. And old Bibles and Christian books typically set on your bookshelves collecting dust. What if they could literally transform the life of a pastor or an entire church? It can happen when you donate them to Christian Resources International. CRI's Jason Wolford.
In the last 60 years, we've encouraged people around the United States to send us their extra Bibles and Christian books sitting on their shelves. And then we have taken those and sent $272 million worth of donated Bibles and Christian books to over 170 nations.
If you can't send Bibles, ship them. $20 can send 20. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's making available a free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. It's by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.